Regional tensions soared in May after Israeli commandos stormed an aid flotilla trying to break the Gaza blockade. 9 pro-Palestinian activists were killed, sparking international outrage. Since then, Israel has eased the land blockade, allowing all food and some building supplies into Gaza. However, the international aid organization CARE is now calling for a greater easing of Israel's land blockade on Gaza. Martha Myers is country director for CARE International in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. We asked her if there has been any change in Gaza since Israel eased its restrictions.
No, we all welcome the slight easing of the blockade, which has meant a greater diversity of products and slightly higher levels of products entering the Gaza Strip. But in the absence of Gaza being allowed to export, import of materials in bulk, both for industry and for construction, and without eased regulations on the movement of people, we're not going to see a significant material difference on the ground.
So are you calling for a greater easing of the blockade?
Yes. Actually, bearing in mind Israel's legitimate security concerns and aware that Israel will make sure to protect its security concerns. Yeah, I think that the blockade represents a policy that has failed, and it's time to try something new. I furthermore note that really the only people who suffer from the blockade are the civilian population of the Gaza Strip.
What is life like there in Gaza for the average citizen?
80% of the Gaza Strip is now dependent on the international community for meeting their basic needs. And nobody wants to be in that position. The average Gazan is poor, unemployed, has access to substandard educational and health services, and has no way, no avenue to better his or her own circumstance, to, if you will, pull him or herself up by the bootstraps. The Palestinians are very resilient, and, you know, life goes on. You don't see people starving to death in Gaza. You do see visible malnutrition in certain areas. But people aren't starving, and people are moving around, and they're trying their best. But it's a very closed world. It's a tiny place, and it's completely isolated.
What is CARE trying to do there in Gaza?
CARE has two primary foci in Gaza. Our overarching push is to maintain or reestablish sustainable Palestinian livelihoods. So we work a great deal in agriculture with farmers. We also participate in food security work, distributing food to needy families, and that's focused on fresh food actually grown in Gaza. We work in health, and we also are focused on Palestinian civil society, and in particular, empowering women through civil society.
Martha Myers, country director for CARE International in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, speaking with us today from Jerusalem.